This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Homul Casino Resort, the player's place.
Oh, yeah. Happy Friday, everybody. It is a Friday on Ben and Woods. Great to be here with you this morning. Let's get our heads right. Shout out, man. People already in the chat, fired up, ready to go. I'm just going to rip through some. Rod, Squirrely, TVO, Carlos, Maria, Dominic. You got Ray, you got Jose, you got Steve. Wash up. I didn't do like a bit. That's somebody's name. Wash up is in the chat. Christina, Tessa. You guys are awesome. Gator Padre, Squirrely. John, thanks for being here. Paul, Purple, I could just do this. How about this for 4 hours today? I could do that. Would be better than yesterday's show, that's for sure. Good to be back here this morning. Certainly. I'm Woodsy. To my right is Paul Rindell.
Did you think there was a question of whether or not you'd be back? Like, you were so bad yesterday.
I considered hanging him up, but I don't want to go out like that. I want to go out on my terms. I don't want to go out on a turd. You know, I want to go out on a banger, is how I want to go out. How you doing, Paulie?
Pretty good.
Good. How you doing? I'm well. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. Benjamin, how are you?
I'm good. Is that a thrill to hear your name on the radio nowadays?
Probably.
You remember when we were growing up, you'd watch PBS, that show Romper Room would come up, and at the end, she'd have the magic mirror, and she'd look up, and she'd go, ooh, I see Timmy, and I see Steven, and you'd think, oh, she sees me in the mirror through TV.
That's me.
She's just going through normal names, and every once in a while she hits yours. But, you know, it's a little thrill when you hear your name.
Absolutely. SD Brothers says, the week before the meat wheel, no doubt he was coming back. Brothers, I wish I had that meat wheel. I think I'd be feeling a lot better if I knew that the meat wheel was up and running and ready to go. And but, yeah, as Ray just put it, yesterday was definitely one of the shows of the year. Worst, maybe the worst show we've ever done as a show ever, in my opinion, was just horrific from Jump Street. And I actually have some, I recorded some of my inner monologue for you guys to hear yesterday, and here it is.
It's inexcusable. You don't make excuses. You got to care enough where the hurts. You got to care enough where the hurts. It got to mean something to you. It's more than a job. It's your livelihood. How well do you know your job? How well can you do your job? Well, you can't sugarcoat that. It was inexcusable, and there's no answer for it. There's no excuse for it. That's what you tell them in the locker room. Look in the mirror.
Yeah, 100%. That's Todd Bowles last night after his team just absolutely crapped down their leg.
Watching ESPN right now, they just said first loss for that team when leading by 14 or more in the fourth quarter since 2003.
They absolutely just soiled themselves. And I heard that audio this morning. I go, yeah, sounds familiar. I mean, I drove home yesterday. I drove straight to the gym and was clenching the wheel. Just like,
you got to care enough.
My forearms were hurting by the time I got home. It was unbelievably bad. And, you know, look, those are going to come every now and then.
Should Adam have chewed us out like Todd Bowles did his team right there?
No, I think Adam knows well enough that we will absolutely chew ourselves out.
You got to care enough where the hurts.
Yeah, you got to. And so I met my wife yesterday. We had marriage counseling, and I met her in the lobby. She said, "How was your show?" I go, "It was what?" And I got all worked up. "Are you joking? You're kidding. It was horrible."
I did the same thing, and Megan goes, "Well, what made it so bad?" I go, "Everything.
Everything.
Every segment was crap."
Like, I was like, yeah, I was
same
like,
exact thing.
I was like, you can have a bad segment. Everybody has a bad segment. Who puts together a crap 4-hour show? Like, this is in the lobby of counseling. She's like, "I'm sure it wasn't that bad." I go, "You have no idea. No idea."
Oh,
and
man.
So she's like, "Oh, all right, well, this will be fun." So I went to the gym right after, and I had to do legs yesterday. So I was just like, clang, 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 which was good. Like, you needed a little of that juice. But, man, like, it just didn't work. It just didn't work. And I didn't feel it, and we didn't feel it. And just everything was disjointed. You know, and I hate that because I don't like throwing away a canvas. I never like taking a whole canvas and being like, throwing it into the trash bin and be like, I'll just, because canvases are expensive. They're expensive. And you try to paint on it and you look and you're like, this looks like a blind guy made this thing. This is terrible. No offense to the blind out there. Probably really good painters, better than myself. But I was pretty incensed when I left yesterday.
I'm sorry that we didn't rise to the occasion yesterday.
Yeah, me too. It happens. You know, it happens.
It's honestly, like, if I'm being totally honest, I think and I really truly believe that it's pretty rare for us.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not comfortable.
No, it sucked.
We've had ideas, like bits, that just didn't, they fell a little flat.
Fall on
and
your face.
And you move on.
Yeah, you just forget it.
We just couldn't shake it yesterday.
I couldn't shake it. And, but yeah, so anyway, well, Ben, Rafa wants to know, how did you feel about it?
I'm not as passionate about it as you guys are in terms of...
Which is exactly what your partners want to hear.
But but at the same, no, I'm passionate about the job.
Okay,
but,
okay.
But
you scared me for a minute.
Care enough.
Yeah. He's like, this is my side gig, so I don't get that upset.
Can't sugarcoat that. It was in the...
I didn't see the show as badly as you did. I know it wasn't like our best show. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday were really, really
so good.
Fun, and just one thing led to another, and it was just constant laughing and entertainment. We never got to that level yesterday. Nothing ever went totally off the rails.
He's on brand. He's on brand,
It was nothing like... Oh, man. We've had like technical difficulty shows
those,
that have been like disasters.
That didn't happen
yesterday.
Those are out of our control. Yeah. Those suck. There's no doubt. That one we had a couple Fridays ago.
Yeah.
I mean, it just takes the wind out of your sails. You're like, there's nothing I could have done differently.
We were just off the air for an hour.
And we're like, are we on?
Hello?
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 Are we on? Hello?
Can anyone hear us?
That's the worst show. That is by far the worst show you can do. Not much we could do about it, but yesterday just never just clicked in my mind.
It was just a weird day.
We were here doing our job.
We were
it just
here.
Didn't,
it didn't...
It didn't flow like it always does.
It was like an offer, which is fine. You're going to take an offer, but it was an offer that I got. You know, I got 12 cookies, and I missed every cookie, and I'm like, God, I'm right down the middle. Like, what are we doing here? And ground ball, you know, six hopper to me under my legs, threw one away on an easy double play. Like, it was just that kind of day. So you flush it, you move on. Somebody just said in the chat though, at least you guys didn't have Klug on the board. Ben and Woods ads were firing in the middle of Braden's rant. Excuse me?
What?
Missed that entirely. Now, yeah, those are the things that you can control, right? And yeah, that's inexcusable as well. But yeah, man, it's tough, dude. It's tough. Yeah, North County Chris, eyewash day. Just go through the motions. That's kind of what it felt like.
Ben and Woods.
The great Bud Black is joining us for the first time ever.
You know, I've chipped in on you guys. You guys have done a great job.
Thank you. It always makes us nervous.
Sorry.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Had a great sesh, though.
Yesterday. Do you want coy guests? We've got you covered.
Steve Fisher here on Ben and Woods.
Just wanted to see what that button did.
That's so him, too. I remember in the middle of our Christmas show, wasn't it? Was it our Christmas show?
Yes!
The whole thing stopped!
Hang on, it was our first venture into YouTube, streaming the show live.
Just nerve-wracked.
We were still, I think, dealing with some pandemic closures and not sure if protocol, if we could have people in studios. So we're like, hey, what if we just set up some cameras and try to go live on YouTube? Adam's been wanting us to do it for years. Yeah. Let's finally try it. And we did. And I think people liked it. They were like, I get to actually see what the studio looks like. And then at like 7:20, it was, don't do this.
Prime time, dude.
Our video, like the radio is fine. Our video stream on YouTube got just shut down, turned off. And this was our very first show. We're like, what the F? It happened. What happened?
He runs in.
Adam was outside of the studio.
Right there.
We have this big red button in the corner of our software. It says end stream.
Do not hit this.
He clicked it. I can click it right now. I'm going to click it
now. No, don't.
Because if I click it right now, it pops up a window. It says, are you sure you want to end the stream? And Adam decided to go, yes. And he goes, I wanted to see what it would do. I'm like,
what a stream!
What did you think it was going to do?
The naked women dancing across the screen? Like, what did you think that red button was going to do? Oh, my God, I've unlocked the nudes. Like, what do you think's going to happen?
Oh, God.
End stream. Yeah. Are you sure? Yes.
And again,
he does it.
We didn't know what we were doing. We're like, we gotta start a new stream. Oh. It's a commercial break.
God.
Everybody, tweet this link now to everybody out.
I could have killed him, dude. Oh. I just wanted to see what it was going to do.
I was going to end the stream.
I did some deductive reasoning, and I thought that if I hit this big red button that says do not hit, then it's going to end the show. That was a legendary day. But I think the other thing, it freaks Ben out when I get mad about the show. I don't know what that is inside of you. I'm not blaming you for our poor show at all. I just think that we sucked.
I don't like anybody to get mad. I really don't. I don't like my bosses to get mad. I don't like my colleagues. I don't like my wife. I don't like my kids to get mad. For some reason, I want to keep people from being mad. That's just a fundamental part of my personality.
But I think when I'm mad, you just have to say, you have to just put your arm around. You don't tell me it was actually good. That feels like gaslighting to me. When I'm like, hey, this sucks. And you're like, no, it wasn't that bad. You have to just let me go. You got to let me get it out and then I'll be fine. Like I came in today, I was ready to jam. I'm ready to party on a Friday. So I think you got to feel, like somebody said in the chat, you got to feel the feelings and then you got to move through them. I didn't want to freak you out at all. I wasn't like throwing chairs and stuff. I was just like, man, that was just a bad, big old steaming turd, which is, again, it happens. Happens to the best of them. Howard, man, I'll put on a Stern show. I put on a Stern show recently that I was so looking forward to. Like, I was giddy with anticipation. Giddy. And was like, I got carved out a couple hours. I can't wait for this. And I put it on, and it was so bad. And that's Howard Stern with a staff of 70 that can write the best bits, tell the best stories, have all sorts of stuff. We're a three-man crew here, man. We sell our own T-shirts. You know what I mean? And so I listened to the show. And I was mad for a second, and then I remembered, nope, it happens to the greatest. The greatest of all time, Barry Bonds didn't get a hit every time, you know, he strode to the plate. Like, it happened. So, but yeah, the internal monologue yesterday was for sure firing. But it helped to go in. We had therapy and, you know, talked about that, and that definitely helped a little bit. And then got to go hang with my kids, which was great. We had a great afternoon.
What'd you do?
I picked up both kids, brought them home. They had one kid at school wanted to have a play date. So I said, yeah, bring them over. And then two other neighborhood kids came down. We played 3-on-3 football. I played with the littler kids, so it was me and them against Bo and his homies, his really good athletic homies.
You handicapped the match.
I did.
To try to even out the size.
Try to even it out.
You're the adult, you get the smallest kids, yep. And then you match the older kids against you.
My favorite is my 5-year-old Taylor, who's still learning the finer points of the game. Can catch and can throw like a mother. But when he would go out for a pass, he would be short. They wouldn't be guarding him. So I'd throw a little 3-yard pass to Taylor. He would catch it and run absolutely ass backwards the other way towards behind us.
Yeah.
And I'm like, the other way.
Wrong way, Marshall.
Wrong way. And he did it, let's see, 8 passes, 8 for 8. Every time I hit him on the pass, he caught it. Saw the kids running at him, just turning around the other way. And I was like,
I get it. You don't want to get tackled.
I was like, oh, okay. So that is how it goes. Yeah, he did not want to get
He's
tackled.
Like, wait, you want me to run towards the guys that want to take me down?
I go, Taylor, it's just one hand touch. They're going to get you, and then you're down, and then we keep moving the ball down the field. Okay. Hit him again. Backwards the other way. Fast as hell, but back the other way. So, but the sun started to set. And I grabbed all the boys and I brought them over. And I give them this speech from time to time, especially my kids. And you can see off in the distance from our home, you can see the water. And I go, get over here, all you guys. It was like 5. And the sunset yesterday was so perfect. And I go, get over here, all you dudes.
Gotta mean something to you. It's more than a job. It's
and
your livelihood.
I said, look where we left. Look at that. And I said, I want you guys to know, this isn't normal. Not every kid gets this. I said, there are kids in Indiana, Kansas. They don't even know what water looks like. Okay? They wouldn't know what water looks like until it comes out of their bathtub.
And the wind chill is like -15.
And it's -15 right now. And I just said, please, look at this. Take this in. And I go, you're around your buddies. This it doesn't get any better than this. So it was really, it was a fun day. We played some football, had some dinner. The boys have been getting along famously, which has been so great.
Turning a corner, or do you think maybe just an aberration?
It's one of those things where...
Is it the holiday season? They're trying to be good for goodness sake.
We have an app that we do every night. Have I shared this with you guys
before? I don't
think so. My kids absolutely love it. I'm going to test you on it here. Okay? It's called the Naughty or Nice app.
Ooh.
And so every night after bed and shower... All right, so just scan your thumbprint into there. Hold it down.
It can know. It knows.
Is it going?
It's not doing anything.
Come on. Maybe you're dead.
I'm holding it. Nothing's happening.
Come on. Gentle.
Oh, press and hold below. Oh, there we go.
Hold it.
I was pressing too hard.
He was. All right, so now it analyzes. It analyzes if you've been naughty or nice. We do this every night.
Wow. Yep,
see?
Oh, wow.
Science
supercomputer.
Yeah.
Can I influence it?
I don't think so, but here
we go. It is 6 o'clock in the morning.
Naughty. Ben's been naughty.
Naughty.
Here we go. Now it's going to give me the reason why you've been naughty.
Really?
Not talking nicely. Oh, my God. Yeah. Naughty.
Feels like this has the possibility of damaging young children's psyche.
That's you. It's funny you say that. Because every time Taylor gets a naughty, you see the color drain from his face. And he's like,
he's like, oh God, I just lost presents.
He gets very, like, very upset and sad. And I'm like, hey man, listen, okay, all you can do is, it's like I was telling myself, all you can do is try again tomorrow, buddy. And he's just like, it guts him. It guts
his. But what if he had a really nice day?
Does he know
that? Thumbprint doesn't know if you were really naughty or nice all day.
Absolutely, the thumbprint knows. 100%.
Scientific.
Of course it's
science.
And so he lays there and he's like, it's not fair. And especially if, like, Bo gets nice, it's over. But last night, I did it. Nice. Taylor, nice. And Bo, nice. Everyone was super, super happy. So we do that every single night.
So you play emotional terrorism roulette every single night with your children during the holiday season.
Every single night I mess with their emotions. Every single night. Now,
you ever just think maybe an advent calendar?
Yeah. No. And they come in. It's called Naughty or Nice. someone in the chat's asking.
And it's horrible.
It's great. It's great. Hannah does it from time to time. She's usually passed out at that time. So I'll wake her up. Babe, do you want to do naughty or nice? No. So they love it. But they're the ones that ask me for it. They're like brushing their teeth. We forgot to do the app. I'm like, you're right. We forgot to do the app. So let's go.
You ever make Hannah do it?
Yeah,
Hannah's done hope it. To get naughty?
Yeah. No. I wish you would try the app more. That should be the game. Hey, if you get naughty, then you know what happens. So they like that bit. So it was just a good day. They've been getting along, but you asked if it's just an anomaly. It goes in waves, as you know, where you're like, man, these dudes hate each other for like a week. And then you're like, oh, cool, they're best friends. And it's when you're in another room with your wife and you can hear them playing and they're playing nicely and you don't hear the whining, you just hear the laughter and the giggles, and you're like, yes, yes, yes. You're like, we're doing a good job. And then when they beat the crap out of each other, you're like, we're the worst parents of all time. So it's
kind of like your radio show.
Kind of like our radio show. It's exactly right, man. Tessa says that they try hard all day to be nice, then the app derails.
That's what I'm thinking.
Well, that's why you do it at night, so you can say, hey, listen. It came up naughty. It said you weren't doing your chores well. And Bo will be like, yeah, you're right. I didn't put my shoes up or I didn't clean up. Okay, tomorrow I will try. So they love it. We've been doing this for like 3 years. They love this. And every year I downloaded it Christmas. It cost me like $5. And
can you tip the scales?
No.
Like if they've had a bad day, you can't pre-program it to make sure that they get naughty?
It knows.
I can't pre-program it. It's programmed.
If they had a bad day, they're getting naughty.
Correct. We've been doing this for 3 years, yeah. Yeah, we've been doing this at least 3 years. I came up with it when Taylor was like a baby, and I found it, and Bo loved it. He just would giggle and giggle, and now I got them both on it. And you guys will love it, man. If you got little kids, they love this stuff.
Is it a one-time purchase app or monthly subscription?
It's a one-time purchase. I think it was like $5.99 or $4.99, and it's worth a good laugh every single day, which I think is money well spent. So, but no, it was good. It was a really good day. It was great after I got out of here. Then it was fantastic.
So let me ask you the question here. How are we going to make sure today's show is better than yesterday's show?
I think we just do what we do best. Flush yesterday. Have a great time. And just make sure that we're having fun. That's it. Because I did not have fun yesterday.
Sounds good to me.
Ben and Woods.
Talking to AJ Preller here on Ben and Woods this morning.
Did we ever get a full story from Braden and Frank yesterday on what exactly happened to them?
I didn't hear the open segment. We were still here working,
we were here
so I missed what exactly he said. When Braden came in, he told us about the mix-up and confusion at the Salt Lake City airport when they were trying to change the flights, but Frank was already on the new flight and didn't see the updated flight information,
it
I guess.
It sounded like just one giant cluster F.
Now, see, okay, so
a lot of
Carlos
different...
said Braden did him dirty, and then somebody said Braden got an email and Frank ran. I have no idea. I have no idea what exactly happened. But Aquafina says, oh, an app for gaslighting children. Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly what I'm trying to do every night. Braden didn't try to make the connection they were running late for, but Frank ran and made the flight. Man, yeah, Vinny, I am too. Vinny says he's still mad at Frank declined the upgraded seats from Braden. 100%. I'm furious at Frank. Furious. Life lesson, again, we said it yesterday, we'll say it again today.
You got to just take that.
If somebody offers you an upgrade, take the upgrade. If you're flying to Vegas, fine. If you're flying to Dallas, it's 2 hours, whatever. You don't want to burn an upgrade for fly to Dallas, no big deal. If you're flying from San Diego to Salt Lake, then Baltimore, take the friggin' upgrade, dude. Take the upgrade.
Take the win.
Take the win. Wins don't come along very often. When you see one in front of you, snatch that thing, all right? So that was a fantastic story. And now Frankie is in Baltimore, solo, chilling, getting ready for Radio Row at Army Navy today. So that was good. Yeah, that actually, I did like that part yesterday. I thought that was really fun.
I hope he has a phenomenal time.
Me
there.
Too.
I really do.
Yeah, me too.
All right, let's get started. It's our last regular Friday of the year. Next Friday, of course, is the Christmas and holiday extravaganza. So we're getting into the nitty gritty. We'll come back, set the menu for the program today. no big news from the Padres, but there are baseball rumors continuing out of the winter meetings. We'll talk some baseball and more, all coming up next with Ben and Woods and Paul. Glad to have you with us. Kelly back on traffic, I believe, today. We'll find out in just a couple minutes here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
But quickly, gang, let me tell you about Ecolar's SoCal.
Yes, this is where you talk.
This is where I talk. Listen, we're already off to a great start, much better than yesterday. But, you know, I was leaving here yesterday, had to fill up the Eco Water on the way to the gym because I got to the gym. And in the Eco Water machine in the kitchen, it only would fill up halfway. So I only got half of Eco Water. I don't know what the deal is, but I go to the gym. I have to use their water. It's the difference is so palpable between the gym water and Eco Water. And I started to notice, because I've been drinking Eco Water for a long time now. We got the system put in our home a few years back, right around this time. Best thing we've ever done. So, great Christmas gift. Take care of your entire family. Get nice, soft water in your home. They've been doing this a long time, since 1925. They'll do a free in-home water test for you as well, I believe. Come out and test what you're currently drinking, what you're currently bathing your children in. I mean, it's night and day when you get the Eco Water system in your home. It's bottled quality water straight from the tap. Add the alkaline filters. Your hydration is such a healthy boost. So try the Soft Life alkaline water now, just $9.95 a month. Don't get stuck with gym water and the water in your home right now. 760-350-3338 or go to EcoWaterSoCal.com. Let them know Woodsy sent you. Not everything in life should be hard, especially your water. Keeping it soft since 1925.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm happy because, well, Woods and Paul seem to be happy.
No, you need to be happy because you're happy.
No, don't that's not how
let,
I work.
Don't let,
that's not how I work.
I got it. I know what I'm getting you for Christmas. Five sessions. Five sessions, man. Five couch sessions with my beloved Dr. Robertson. Five. Your happiness should not depend on my happiness. Do
you understand that? Or anyone else's. Your happiness.
But I'm such a happy person. Usually.
Your happiness comes from within.
It's not your fault.
It's not your fault. Okay?
It's not your fault.
Don't be happy just because we're happy. Just be happy.
It makes me happy when you're happy.
Well, it makes me happy when you guys are happy,
I know,
too.
But doesn't it? It That's like genuine. That's very genuine.
It is. It is. I'm getting you 5 sessions. Coupon book.
I love a coupon. I love a good coupon book.
Bro, I know you do. I'm seeing her today. I'm going to ask her if she sells gift cards.
Gift cards.
You sell gift cards and you're like, this is not a Starbucks. It's on me. He can have 5 of my sessions. I can white knuckle.
Is there a Groupon?
I will see if she will do a gift card
just
for
transfer
you.
Transfer 5 credits, whatever you need to do.
He'll take my next 5 appointments, but I need to get you on that couch ASAP.
All right, coming up on the program today.
And I need to run audio and video, just so you know.
I think that's unethical.
I think that's against the law of some sort.
Just go to our YouTube channel. You'll find it there.
It's definitely not okay.
Dominic says in the chat, Braden and Italian Paul are hanging out down the street from my office. No, they're not. Braden is actually here. If you want to go see Italian Paul down the street, you should do it, Dominic. Great dude. Go down, say hello. I think that would be hysterical. But Braden is here. He didn't make the connecting flight.
There was no real way for him to get back.
Right.
And do the show.
No.
So he decided to stay here. So it's just Frank.
Split
in
squad.
Baltimore. Yeah.
Yeah. Split squad.
Salt Lake, like 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
Two hours. So yeah, you're not 2 hours there, 2 hours back. You're like, you really want to get up the next morning
and get on another flight
all the way across. No.
Forget it.
No, you're like, it wasn't meant to be.
Have fun, IP.
It wasn't meant to be.
Enjoy.
And the true story, everyone confirmed. Braden on the connection was in the bathroom. And Frank made the flight, and Braden did not. But Frank didn't know Braden didn't make the flight because he was in the back, and Braden was supposed to be in the front.
I thought Braden didn't make the flight, though, because they changed his flight,
mid-flight.
Well, they did, but if he had gotten on the first flight with Frank...
He couldn't get on it if they changed his boarding pass, though.
But Frank did.
They didn't change his boarding pass.
That's weird.
That's wild.
That's weird.
That's how I understand.
Yeah, Braden did say he was in the bathroom. It happens. Call it nature calls.
Which gave him time for them to change his flight. I think Frank was already on the flight when they changed Braden's flight.
No.
Right?
It was on their way connecting. On their way from San Diego Salt Lake.
Yeah, yeah.
Braden's flight got changed. They didn't change Frank.
And not That's Frank's. Weird.
So they couldn't, for I don't know why they couldn't like figure it out like texting each other.
Together.
But I guess, Frank obviously thought he had 30 seconds to get across the terminal.
Just the worst
so he's not checking
ever.
His
Which
phone.
He did.
He's just running.
Yeah.
Because his flight never got changed. Braden's flight was changed.
Yeah.
So he's like, well, I'm in no rush now.
Let me drop a little deuce and I'll catch up later.
Frank, thinking Braden's doing the same thing, is sprint. You know, he must have already gotten through the airport.
North County Chris, is this the plot to Home Alone? That's exactly what happened in Home Alone. That's how it happened. You think it couldn't happen to you? It literally happened to Braden and Frank.
Frank is Kevin now, alone.
Yeah.
In a city by himself.
100%. 100%.
All right, we've got Darren Smith will join us at 7:35, our regular Friday feature with Darren on our David P. Shapiro fan hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorney, is helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. We'll have our regular features on a Friday. Don't do this. Take on Woods, our biggest fan, our Rindle Report, and more as we head until 10 o'clock today and get you ready for the weekend. Obviously, the Padres did not do anything. And I sense some discontent from Padres Nation.
How could there not be? I feel
nothing has happened yet.
I feel that you are well within your rights as a fan, because here's what we read for 3 days. Oh, settle in.
You thought that Soto trade was something.
Wait till you see this one.
But is that fair to A.J. Preller? He never said something big was coming.
No. It's not. He didn't say, hey, strap in, guys. It's coming.
Exactly.
He never would. No GM would or should ever do that. So, no, it's not it's not about being fair to A.J. Preller. It's more about freaking baseball and winter meetings and reporters and radio hosts.
Honestly,
screw all of us, to be honest.
The winter meetings don't mean the same, I think, to San Diego that they mean to other teams. AJ Preller, like, okay, we traded Soto. Was that right before the winter meetings? I don't think it actually happened at the winter meetings.
No, I don't think it did either.
We signed Xander Bogaerts at the winter meetings a few years ago. But other than that, how many big major trades or moves has he made at the winter meetings? He's always laying the groundwork, and he'll do it in 2 weeks.
In baseball as a whole, there's been less moves at the winter meetings in recent years. The winter meetings have become more of the let's start talking stage as opposed to let's consummate deals.
The dating stage. The texting stage, if you will. Yeah, but we wanted, you know, we were ready to rip the clothes off. That's what we wanted to do. We wanted to get down to biz.
I'd be much more concerned at a very quiet, dead trade deadline than winter meetings with A.J. Preller.
100%.
He lives for the trade deadline.
If he disappears during the trade deadline, then you know
something's wrong.
Something's wrong. That's really it's his World Series, I guess, every year, because we don't go to the real World Series. So I think, I fully expected, and again, maybe something is going to materialize in the next week or so. And if it happens, great. But yeah, I thought this was a bit of blue balls, to be honest.
Yeah, things remain all quiet on the Padres front. But there were some interesting kind of final rumors that came out of the meeting. ESPN had some of those, and I want to talk a little bit about what could happen in the coming days after a quick check of traffic.
We have continued to break Mets fans.
Oh,
they
yes.
are absolutely broken. It hasn't ended. The
I
guy,
almost feel bad about it.
Oh, no, I don't care.
You
at
don't
all.
Care?
No.
It wasn't our intention
to
break.
You got Brian Kenny's hopes up?
To break Mets fans.
Like Frank Fleming from Barstool, literally at a hockey game last night, was like, that's it. They're trading Lindor. He's going to the Padres. He wants to go to the Padres. None of that has ever come out, but they are broken right now. And listen, they have every right and reason to be broken. They have no idea the direction of their team. None whatsoever. They lost Edwin Diaz, but they got Devin Williams. They lost Brandon Nimmo. They lost Pete Alonso. They don't know the direction. They don't know what they're trying to do right now.
Well, let's talk about how the timeline of how we broke Mets fans yesterday.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mets fans, but this is the nature of the game.
And we will do that next year on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So, Woods, would you like to address the idea that's floating out there that you were somehow trolling people?
Oh, not even a little.
No.
I swear I wasn't. I don't do that, man. I do not do that. That's not the kind of person I am, and it's not, I troll, but it's not, I'm not trying to stir up false rumors, right? You're not going to see me.
I hate that move.
I hate
it's irresponsible.
Too. Yeah, and I think it's corny, and when people do it, I think it's super corny, and I would never do that.
And if you have listened to our show for the past 7-plus years, you know we don't do that. Mm-mm. We never do that.
We're not a salacious type show.
We get silly.
I don't need clicks. Like,
we get silly. We have fun. But we're pretty responsible, actually.
Here's the thing. If we wanted to do that, we would have clipped it and put it out there.
Bro, that's exact. There's your evidence.
Yeah.
We would have clipped that segment ourselves.
And we would
have
framed it like, are the Padres cooking up something massive? Here's what we're hearing.
There are plenty of shows in this town. There are plenty of podcasts that do it. We don't do it. We never, ever, ever have. And we never, ever, ever will. You know, the need to get clicks and things like that, just so you guys know, I don't make money on clicks. I try to stay away from things that that don't make me money, right? Like Twitter, I have fun on Twitter because I just like breaking balls, but I don't have a blue check mark next to my name. I don't. And there's a reason. I troll and hate for the love of the game. I don't do it for money. And so we would have 100% put that on our YouTube feed and been like, oh, Mets fans in shambles. But I think, you know, C20 Moreno says, name your source. The funny thing is, my source was me. I was my own source based on, and I talked about this yesterday, maybe at the same time, the deductive reasoning of looking around, reading the tea leaves. I saw tumultuous news coming out of New York with Lindor, with Nimmo. We know that Lindor and Jeff McNeil got in a fight last year. I was reading Mets fans' comments about how they have Mets fans calling Lindor a cancer. And I mean, I go, man, if you judge a book by its cover, he seems like the friendliest, nicest dude. But again, I remembered back to AJ Preller telling me how much he wanted Francisco Lindor. So I just kind of put two and two together. So, he's the only name that would have made sense.
That's the first piece. Years and years ago, knowing AJ Preller is a big fan of Francisco Lindor, loves the shortstop talent. So that's just a knowledge that we have. Then Kevin Acey reports something big is cooking.
Yeah.
And, you know, we don't know who his sources are, but he very clearly says, people in the know, not authorized to speak on record, but saying, you know, AJ is working on something huge. We also have very clear evidence. It's not Fernando Tatis Jr. The Padres have said, we're not trying to trade him. We are not soliciting offers on Fernando Tatis Jr. Sure, people call about him, but that's not it. So who's left on the San Diego Padres that could qualify as a big move? And we both agree, well, Mason Miller is the name that would qualify as a blockbuster-type trade. Who needs a closer? Well, the New York Mets just lost Edwin Diaz. Yes, they signed Devin Williams, but as we just saw with the Atlanta Braves signing Robert Suarez, teams cannot have enough back-end bullpen arms, and the Mets would certainly be a team that would be interested. Well, what would the Padres want from the Mets? If they're going to give up Mason Miller, they're going to want something that they feel helps their team right now. The Padres are in their contention window. Giving up Mason Miller doesn't help them win this season unless you get something back that is pretty darn valuable. Back to Francisco Lindor. All right, there's some smoke there. As much as the Mets deny it, there's some smoke with the New York Mets. How would the Padres get Francisco Lindor? Well, Mason Miller would be intriguing to the Mets. Can the Padres absorb Francisco Lindor's salary without offloading some salary? Of course not. So how do the Mets offset that? We bring up the name of Xander Bogaerts. Is it going to happen? Could it even theoretically happen? It would be very difficult.
Yeah,
but it's not impossible.
We did mention, too, you know, both guys would have to waive no trade clauses to get it done. Why would they? And so, again, it was somebody goes, are we doing an autopsy of BS? Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing in the chat right now. So I don't know.
All that to be said, we do this. We talk about it on the air a couple of days ago. Throwing it out there, just having a conversation. Somebody else clips it. That clip gets 350,000 views.
It's crazy.
And the best part is, I didn't see, we kind of like tried to do a little bit of digging. I didn't see a lot of like, these fat morons don't know what they're talking about. It was a lot of, oh my God, if the Mets do this, like Stearns has to go. Like they were buying it too.
But
like,
then
they could see a realistic.
Woods, you got a text later from, would you characterize it as someone along the lines of AC? Someone who's,
yeah,
someone, you know, in the periphery, in the know, but not authorized to speak, that told you that's not actually totally off the base, that that's got some
legs.
Yeah,
that's what got me is we threw it out, and then I got a text that said, that actually has some legs. And I said, oh, okay, crazy. And so, yeah, and then that was at like 6:30. And then at 9, I got a text from another source who's pretty in the know as well and said, yeah, I've talked to the Mets. He said, it's not happening. I said, okay. So, and then I came back on the air and said, it's not happening. So, anyway.
But everything takes on a life of its own. The Mets see this clip, and Mets fans lose their minds.
Yeah, which is fine. I don't care. We go through this as Padres fans every single year with Fernando Tatis Jr. I've seen probably 300 trade proposals from Yankee fans, from Met fans, from Red Sox fans. You name it, man. They want Fernando Tatis Jr. on the East Coast so badly. I mean, more than anything. They're also the first ones to call him Fraud Nando and cheater and this and that. But boy, would they take that guy on their team ASAP. And so, yeah, we go through this as Padres fans all the time. You know, there's even local media people that talk about it. You know, you got to trade Tatis. You got to trade Tatis. My people tell me they're trading Tatis. AJ Preller flat out came out and said, he goes, if you want to call it untouchable, fine. But that's what he is. That's a quote. Like, if you want to say he's untouchable, okay, he's untouchable.
AJ doesn't use that word because he's wise and knows that. Okay, well, I mean, is there something that someone could come to me and go, I'll give you this, 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 and this if you'll give me Fernando? Done. Fine. Okay. I mean, if it's any offer is good enough, any player is discussable.
Sure.
In Major League Baseball.
But yeah, you got to remember to weave in those no trade clauses and all that. So yeah, they didn't do anything. Nothing major has materialized yet. But if you go and look at, just any thread from Met fans right now, Francisco Lindor is not, I would say, he's not as beloved. You see less Met fans defending Lindor than you do Padres fans defending Fernando Tatis Jr. I saw on one thread, people were like, good, let him go. We're tired of him. He's the cancer of this team. I'm like, holy smokes. So you never know really what's going on in another market. But yeah, the trade is wild. It would take a lot of moving parts and a lot of different pieces, certainly more than the ones we mentioned. And I think you would need to offset a bunch of stuff and get people to waive their no trades and all that. But is it feasible? Yeah, absolutely. Especially if he is motivated or they're motivated to move him. They were motivated to move Marcus Semien. They were motivated to move Marcus Semien to acquire him. They were motivated to move Brandon Nimmo for Marcus Semien. They were motivated to do that. So they did it.
They have a culture issue that they're trying to change.
100%.
Do we know specifically every detail of it? No. But they're absolutely trying to make some major changes. So upshot is the Mets fans lose their minds, including some pretty prominent ones on the internet, including Barstool. What's his name again?
Frank.
Frank, yeah. And Barstool.
He lost it.
The Mets are going to trade Lindor to the Padres. I don't know what they're doing. They have no clue what they're doing. And in order, didn't want to try to battle the Dodgers with Tarik Skubo, giving up a lot of prospects. If they get Skubo and don't sign him to a contract extension, David Stearns needs to be fired on his spot.
Yeah.
You're damaging that man's mental health.
I'm sorry. I really am. I wasn't trying to at all.
Now, speaking of Tarik
Skubal.
Tarik Skubal.
Yeah.
Also known as Tarik Skubo. That's one of the rumors coming out of the winter meetings. Yeah, ESPN was using their roundtable of writers yesterday. And one of the conclusions that they have drawn, the Tigers are going to trade Tarik Skubal. Beginning of the offseason, it was, they're probably not, but they'll listen.
And he said he did not want to be traded.
And now they've gotten to the point where insiders believe that it is just a matter of time before Tarik Skubal gets traded. The Tigers don't think that they can sign him to whatever $500 million deal he's going to get. And with 1 year left on his contract, they would like the haul. back for Tarek Skubal. There are plenty of teams that are interested, but the one that keeps getting mentioned above all others, well, you know who it is, the Los Angeles Dodgers. And one of the other interesting nuggets that came out of ESPN's roundtable of writers is that the Dodgers are willing to talk about trading Tyler Glasnow.
Yeah.
And would it make a lot of sense that he was part, with just a couple of years on his deal, he could be part of a deal back to the Tigers where they still have a top frontline starter, not Tarek Skubal, but a really good arm, plus a giant package of prospects and younger players, maybe even a couple of pitchers as well, that goes to Detroit to, you know, make that a little more palatable to a team that still is in a contention window.
Yeah,
I don't like this. It's going to be. It's making too much sense.
It does.
It makes so much sense that I've already resigned myself to the fact that Tarek Skubal is going to be the opening day starter for the Dodgers next year.
Which means we'll miss him on opening day. So we'll be Glasnow, though.
That's true. Right? Probably Glasnow if he's healthy.
If he's healthy, correct. Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. He is, you know, one of those kind of generational type pitchers. He's fantastic. Doesn't want to be traded. Great point by B. Wilson in the chat. He says, man, Detroit used to hand out contracts to guys like Miguel Cabrera and Prince Fielder, but not Skubal now. I'm telling you, I don't know that they can afford the whatever he's going to command. I just don't know. I think they can. From what I understand, I think it's the Ilitch family. Is that right? In Detroit. Does that sound?
Yeah.
Yeah. They've got money.
I'll defend the Tigers in that they may be wise here because they may not be able to match whatever the Dodgers or the Yankees or the Mets would be willing to offer to Tarek Skubal in free agency. Even if they want to keep him and they try to extend him, that's going to be really difficult. He is going to get perhaps the largest contract a pitcher has ever gotten.
Yeah,
almost certainly is going to. And the Tigers may not be able to do that.
Dub J, I disagree with this. He says, our ownership turmoil plays against us in any trade talks on the player side. I don't think it does. I honestly don't look at that as if I'm a free agent and I'm like, what are they offering? Okay, they're offering $5 million more than the other team. Oh, but they're getting a new owner.
Where the other team goes, oh, you're selling, you're desperate. I'm not going to make that trade.
In a trade, yeah, maybe.
That's what I think he's.
Yeah, he did. He just said trade. I don't know.
I think I can see another team. If you're dealing with a team that's selling, you're like, I'm gonna
stick
you where it hurts.
Yeah. I guess.
When we come back, has 2025 taken its toll on Tony Gwynn Jr.?
Oh boy, you guys
need to hear this audio next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.